This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that space sector startups have shown their trust in the government. During an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector, Mr. Modi urged them to remain consistent in their efforts to build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world. He noted that an enabling environment must be created in the country where people from across the world see India as a preferred destination to build their careers and future in the space sector. During the interaction, Chief Executive Officer of India's first space tech unicorn, Skyroot Aerospace, Pawan Kumar Chandana, thanked Mr. Modi for opening up the space sector. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings on the occasion of the National Space Day. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that India's remarkable achievements in space exploration stand as a testament to the country's scientific excellence, spirit of innovation, and determination to push the frontiers of knowledge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while sharing a video on social media, said that in the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector.
भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी। भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है। आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है।
Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today stressed the need for self-reliance in making warships, offshore vessels and in other related fields, describing it vital for security of the country. He emphasized the need of good quality of maintenance services in this field with aim to make India a future shipbuilding hub. While addressing the Bhumi Pujan ceremony for five projects of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers GRSE and Yantra India Limited YIL in Kolkata, Mr. Singh said Atmanirbharta is a need of the hour. He said GRSE in Kolkata could lead in shipbuilding in the future. The minister also informed GRSE is building a cargo ship for Germany. The BRICS Sports Ministers meeting has concluded in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh with the adoption by consensus of the BRICS Sports Joint Declaration. The declaration reaffirms the commitment of BRICS countries to strengthen cooperation in sports through dialogue, mutual respect and inclusiveness. Held under India's BRICS Chairship 2026, the meeting brought together sports ministers and senior representatives of member states to discuss ways to promote sports development, youth participation and international cooperation. In his opening remarks, Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia called for building a strong BRICS sporting partnership with practical and sustained cooperation. He proposed greater athlete and coach exchanges, joint competitions and sharing of sports science and technology. The participating countries reaffirmed the role of sport in promoting fitness, healthy lifestyles, youth development, cultural exchange and stronger people-to-people ties among BRIC nations. The National Green Tribunal, NGT, has sought a response from the centre over a petition challenging recent changes to rules governing the protection of the Ganga River. A bench headed by NGT Chairperson Justice Prakash Srivastav, along with expert member Afroz Ahmed, took note of the notification issued earlier this month, allegedly removing the crucial no-construction zone along the river and its tributaries. The Green Tribunal observed that the change was alleged to be contrary to existing environmental rules, earlier judgments of the NGT and the Constitution Courts, the Environment Protection Act 1986, and the original notification. Delhi police has clarified that no permission has been granted to any individual organization for holding protests or gathering at Jantar Mantar today. It said that various videos and posts have been circulated, calling upon people to gather and assemble on the issue of reservation reforms. In a social media post, police said that prohibitory orders are already in force in New Delhi district. It further said that protest marches, processions, demonstrations and assemblies of five or more persons are strictly prohibited. In cricket, India were 291 for 4 against host Sri Lanka in the second and final test of the two-match series in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. India won the first test by 165 runs and currently lead the series 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.